Welcome to the Works Podcast presented by RoofWorks. Today's episode is called Mastering Quality Control, Final Inspections with RoofWorks. And we've got the A-team in here right now. We've got Ed Davis here back with us. He's department head of residential roof replacement. We've also got Ben Sturkey here with us, quality control specialist and a project manager, and Ted Haddock. Ted is a former quality control specialist and a project manager as well. Ed, quality control, that's something that's very high up on your list because you got to make sure that processes are in order and that things are good and customers are happy.
Absolutely. Glad to be back. Glad to be talking about quality control. It's a big importance to us at RoofWorks. We take it very seriously for a number of reasons. The first would probably be, obviously, we want to service our customers, and the best way to do that is to make sure that the products, the installation methods that we're using are of the highest quality. But we're also installing CertainTeed five-star warranties on basically every customer we have, and what that means is we're providing the highest level of warranty that CertainTeed has to offer to our customers. And part of that process is we have to be vetted by CertainTeed for certain standards, certain installation methods. Those are all important, and we want to make sure in our quality control process that these guys, Ben and Ted, are going to touch on that we're meeting those and exceeding those.
Let's sort of walk ourselves through that process, and Ben, Ted, feel free to chime in here. Someone has decided, all right, I need my roof replaced. What's the first step to making sure that that quality control experience is 100% throughout the whole process?
I'd probably say that, the first and foremost, we got to make sure that we're versed in every installation specification going into it. If we're faced with a material that we have no idea how it should be installed, then, of course, we're not going to know what the heck we're looking at. So big part of it is just making sure we're up on all the current installation guidelines and everything. And then from there is making sure the guys are also, as they're installing it, that they know, what those steps are and that they're doing it. I'd say the first part of, actual on-site check on that is what we like to call pop-ins, where we'll be around and we'll know that there's a certain job that's probably about halfway done. And so randomly, without letting the guys know, we'll show up and we'll say, okay, let's see what we find. And we'll get up on the roof and check flashings, check, underlayment, how it was installed, and shingles as they're about halfway through the project, and just kind of, keep an eye on it more immediately like that.
And also making sure the guys are safety compliant too, making sure they have the ropes and harnesses on, making sure everybody is safe on the job.
And I just wanted to speak to that as well. I mean, part of the vetting process we do with all our crews, and we're fortunate that the crews that we work with have been with us for quite some time, but our process is we basically go over OSHA guidelines and standards, and we enforce those. We're very strict on that. And in the past, it has cost us some of our labor because we are very strict on that. And we take it very seriously. At the end of the day, we want the crews, obviously, to earn a living, but at the same time, we want everybody to go home that day safely. And so it is a big thing. And that's something that I've done as a department head. Even when Ted was quality control specialist before he's transitioned into his new role. So now he'll go do projects that are his jobs, and I'll still have Ben go out and do these pop-ins they're talking about because everybody still needs to be checked, right? Even though I know Ted knows all the installation methods, I know he knows what our standards are with RoofWorks and what they're supposed to be doing, nobody is above being, double checked. And
absolutely,
so we do it over and over and over.
As a customer, that's reassuring because you know that you've got a second set of eyes throughout the whole process and that, we're not going to find something at the end that's going to create a huge problem for us. And, again, just as a customer, that's a big relief.
Well, it's sort of like the old adage, like when the teacher's away, the students will play, you know. So we want to have as many eyes on our job sites as, you know, during the day as we can. And so that's kind of why we do that.
Ted and Ben, you guys kind of went over a few of the things that you're looking for when you're doing these checks. Can you just go into a little bit more detail on some trouble areas, you know, maybe the first few things that you tend to look at when you're going to do one of these pop-ins?
Absolutely. I would say that one of the biggest things I look for is I try to identify, first of all, what the pitch of the roof is, either beforehand or when I get on site. The reason I bring that up is because the pitch determines what is installed underneath the shingles and if it's the correct material or not. And oftentimes what we'll find, you know, on roofs that obviously we didn't install but we'll be maybe replacing or whatever, we'll find that an incorrect system was put in place, you know, which is why they're having to replace the roof. And last thing we would ever want is to be in that exact same scenario going forward. So, you know, we identify a few things like that, like the pitch, and make sure that they've got enough material that's the correct material being installed the way that that it should be installed. And then outside of that, I think another bigger, I don't want to say problematic kind of area, but notoriously problematic area for a lot of homes is the flashing details, step flashings, pipe flashings, apron. I mean, there's, you know, a bunch of different flashings up there that are all very specific with how they need to be installed. And so, yeah, as we're out there looking at things, we're making sure that, you know, the correct overlaps are being done, the correct types of metals are being used. You know, there's corrosion involved, you know, when you have two different types of metal, that we have to make sure that, you know, we follow the corrosion scale to make sure everything's installed, you know, correctly, so there's no problems 10 years down the line. So a lot of little things like that. We try to get as technical as possible.
And some very basic things that they're checking as well is just to make sure that the materials that were delivered are the correct color, are the correct materials for that job. They're looking at how the crew set up and making sure that they haven't set up equipment that's going to be a danger to the crew, to the homeowners. You know, all kinds of things that they're checking to just make sure that everything is up to RoofWork standards.
Yeah, that's comforting to know. And Ben, can you talk about any incorporation of like pictures and videos and inspections? How does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. During my inspection, I will photograph pretty much every aspect of the house. I'll also even use a drone to get photos up close of things that are a little bit harder to reach. I do videos, do an entire 360 of the house with the drone, as well as close-ups of all the flashings. Also get on the roof to check the nail patterns as well, make sure even something as little as that can actually turn into a big deal if it's not done correctly. So I basically document just about everything we can on the roof.
Well, taking those extra steps to avoid any major headaches really does go a long way, and making sure that the customer is informed and satisfied along the way, I'm sure, is also a big part of this.
It's a huge part of it, and we basically want to deliver a full sort of circle experience from the time they call in, the time they contract with us to do their roof replacement. We want to again show that we're meeting the standards that that our manufacturers have certified us to do, and this is the process we've put in place. And another unique thing that we do that we haven't mentioned is internally we have a 23-point inspection that Ben and Ted also have done or do in their process, and we provide that inspection to the customer. And a unique thing about why we have people separate from the crew doing these final inspections is we want to have that separation from the crew. We do find things that they miss. Sales guys nowadays don't necessarily have the ability to get on the roof, aren't comfortable getting on the roof. So nowadays in our industry, it's more common to do takeoffs using software, satellite imagery. So less and less people are either able or comfortable to get on the roof. That goes along with when the job's going on. So if the project manager isn't really a person that can get on the roof, he doesn't necessarily know that this that all the details, all the standards are being met from the ground. And so that's where the imagery comes in. That's where the drone comes in. But that also, it comes in where it's someone internal from RoofWorks that's separate from the crew. I know it still is a little bit biased because it's still a RoofWorks person, but we like that separation. That way, if we do find something, we go in and say, look, you've got to come back and fix this, or you need to fix this before we leave. This isn't how we do it. This isn't up to our standards. And so that's why that process is in place as well.
I'm a little bit spoiled in doing these programs with you because if I don't take a step back, I think that, well, you know, all companies do this, and I'm guessing that's probably not the case. Can you talk about why this separates you from other roofing companies, and also for those who are maybe early in this process, maybe some questions that they should ask to make sure that you're getting an apples-to-apples comparison of what you guys are doing compared to some other companies?
Sure. I can just tell you, because I've been in the industry for about 30 years now, that not all companies do this. And they certainly don't do it to the extent that RoofWorks does it. Questions that customers should ask is just, what is your closeout process? Because this is sort of a closeout process. This is when the job is completed and you're going through, the satisfaction of the customer. And that's part of it, too. And we didn't talk about that either. But a lot of times I'll tag along with them. But even if I don't, they're essentially gauging how the customer viewed the experience and did they have any concerns, and we also can address those at that time. But as a customer, you want to know what your closeout process is going to be, not just, oh, hey, how long are you going to be here to do my job and who's coming? But it's important to know at the end that, because my guess is most customers can't get on their roof either to see these things. So this provides them with a clear-cut image, a report that basically says, not only did we promise you this, but we delivered this. And I don't think a lot of our competitors do it, and they certainly don't do it the way we do it.
Yeah, and before we head out, I do want to hit on that customer satisfaction piece. Ted and Ben, can you tell us about just how critical that is to your interaction with your customers and making sure that they do come away 100% satisfied?
Yeah, absolutely. And just like Edward said, there's very, very often homeowners don't have a chance to jump up on the roof and look at things and compare what they've seen online or what we've told them on the ground or whatever. So just being able to provide that peace of mind for them that, if not only did the guys go up there, they're all well trained, but we have a third set of eyes that are up there. And going forward after that, they can finally sleep at night knowing that, they're not going to be woken up in the middle of the night with drips coming down, down the ceiling. So, when everybody can walk away all 100% on the same page, it just makes the situation so much better, and more likely to end up referring us too, which is great.
Well, that's always comforting to hear. And if you want to find more information, be sure to head on over to roofworks.com, WERKS. Want to thank Ed Davis, of course, Ben Sturkey, Ted Haddock for their time and for their expertise on this episode. We hope that you will catch us on the next one. You've been listening to the Works Podcast, powered by RoofWorks.